James O'Keefe, Pinterest listed Bible verses on sensitive terms list. By Robert Krajcik on June 12, 2019. James O'Keefe, founder and head of Project Veritas. Join Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak to discuss how Pinterest secretly used censorship against news media outlets such as Gateway Pundit, PJ Media, and Zero Hedge. He also explained how the social media company placed the term Bible verses on its own sensitive terms list. This is an insider who worked at Pinterest, said O'Keefe of his organization's latest expose. He was fired by the company this afternoon for what he revealed today. He was escorted out of the building, actually. But he revealed documents from inside Pinterest showing they were classifying websites like Live Action, which is a pro-life organization, as a porn site, and what they called a porn blacklist, and other sites like Zero Hedge, PJ Media, Gateway Pundit. Listen. O'Keefe continued, they classified David Dalyden's undercover videos on Planned Parenthood as conspiracy theories and maybe most shockingly of all, they listed terms like Bible verses as content to be censored. He added, the documents prove that the words Bible verses are actually on what they call a sensitive terms list. It's so obviously a political anti-Christian thing that they're doing. It's one thing to suspect that they're doing it, but to have the proof, it's incontrovertible. So if you go to Pinterest.com and enter Bible verses, it'll prevent you from typing that word and auto-completing the word, explained O'Keefe. We suspected this was just an anomaly. But the documents corroborate what we find when we type this stuff into the search bar. We reached out for Pinterest yesterday for comment, stated O'Keefe. Before yesterday afternoon, Pinterest put Live Action. You couldn't pin it, you couldn't post it, it was impossible to do. Because they put it on a porn domain blocklist. After we reached out for comment, they took it off the porn domain blocklist and changed the error message. After we released the story, they put it back on the porn domain blocklist. And then this afternoon, now they just banned Live Action's account. No one in the media is covering this story, observed O'Keefe. Nobody in the media has talked to them, called them, or asked for comment. This is unfortunately the way it is, these days. Because people are afraid of these big tech companies and afraid to expose what they're doing. Founded in 2010 by Ben Silberman, Pinterest is now a publicly traded social media company valued at $14.7 billion with an estimated 291 monthly active users. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter @RKrajcik.